This is the Draft Prospect Review Podcast from Patriots.com.
We're the 29th pick. The New England Patriots like.
Now here to preview the prospect are the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Usually we have the skinny Eric Scalavino in this hosting role, but he had a doctor's appointment today, so you get the slightly thicker guys, Paul Perillo and Andy Hart here, to talk about an actual exciting position, I think.
And the not-so-slightly abridged version of the Open.
What? I missed it.
Eric usually talks for a long time.
Oh. I usually ignore that and just wait till he asks me about the position. And today I'd actually have some opinions because it's wide receiver, a position that I think fans are lusting after, a position I think the team darn right needs. I don't think they could field a very competitive depth chart at wide receiver today. So I think if you're looking first, second, third round, those first three picks, there's a good chance not only that they take one, Paul, but you and I were discussing.
Yep.
Maybe they do the double dip. And maybe it's the old Hernandez-Gronkowski double dip.
And for a change, Andy, it's not just Andy and Paul talking about it. I actually saw an allusion to this in the Sunday notes in the Boston Globe by Greg Bedard.
We love Bedard when he agrees with us.
When he agrees with us, we like him, and this is one of those times. We're not alone. He thinks there's a chance that they could take more than one wide receiver with those top three picks.
So looking at some of the rankings, and I like to bring this in here, is the NFLDraftScout.com. Our friends over there, Rob Rang and company, do a great job. I think the best on the internet, compiling all these rankings and everything, the most professional. And they have as many as 11 guys rated with first and second round grades. They only have two guys with legitimate first round grades. That's Cordarrelle Patterson out of Tennessee, the junior, and Tavon Austin out of West Virginia, who I know a lot of Patriots fans have sort of lusted after in this process. Then they have a trio of guys, Robert Woods, the junior out of USC, Keenan Allen, the junior out of Cal, and DeAndre Hopkins, the junior out of Clemson, as 1/2s. Out of that group, Paul, who's the best? Because I think this draft lacks a little bit of star power in terms of A.J. Green, Julio Jones, Calvin Johnson. I don't think there's that true elite, not that top five, top.
But I agree with you.
In terms of those elite talents, what do you like, and is there any chance we see the Patriots trade up to get one?
I don't think there's a chance of that. I'll answer your last question first. I don't think there's a chance that they're going to trade up to get a wide receiver. I think that it's, you know, baby steps here. Target a position that you haven't targeted all that up, you know, high in the draft. Let's do that first. You know, asking them to trade up to do one, I think that might be biting off a little bit more than we could chew.
And you're right. Bill Belichick has never taken a first-round wide receiver
as the Patriots. I'm not positive on Cleveland, but he has not done it as a Patriots head coach. Tavon Austin, to me, is the most electric guy. A lot of people call him the most electric player in the draft. I don't think that there's a good fit there with the Patriots. I don't think they need another small slot kind of guy. I do think he's dynamic. I have my questions about how he'll hold up.
In my mind, I have him as DeSean Jackson. Is that wrong?
I think he's better than DeSean Jackson. I think he's more versatile than. I think Jackson is a deep threat. I don't think he's really willing to go over the middle and do different things.
Tavon Austin might not be willing once he finds out what it means in the NFL.
You know, Jackson's certainly dangerous. I mean, they're the similar kind of mold and all that stuff. You know, I like Keenan Allen and I like Patterson. I agree with your assessment. I don't think there's a guy that you just sit there and say, AJ Green, I have to get this guy. I know he's going to plug him into my offense and make my offense better. I don't think there's a guy like that here, but there are a lot of guys that I like. And those guys, Keenan Allen, I think is a little bit more of a, you know, we've talked about possibility of maybe Pittsburgh late in the first round for him today, and I brought up Hines Ward, and people remember Hines Ward late in his career. Hines Ward was very athletic,
right?
Before the wear and tear. He was a guy that could make plays down the field, across the middle, outside the numbers. I think Keenan Allen could be that kind of a receiver. A lot of people have compared him to Anquan Boldin. Again, earlier in his career, he was much more athletic. So I do like him. DeAndre Hopkins is a guy I like a lot, too. In terms of the big play production, the stuff, you've been on this guy right from the start, the kid from Baylor, Terrence Williams. So I think there's a lot of different kinds of receivers with a lot of different skill sets.
As we talk about the value, and I've been a big believer, the second round looks like it's going to have a lot of value at receiver, depending on how everything shakes out. But certainly because of the defensive linemen, the offensive linemen, the tackles, there's going to be some skill position players, and I think receiver's a pretty deep position. Do you think the Patriots will go receiver first round, or value, will they target it maybe a little later in the draft because they feel like they can get it there?
You know what I hate?
Value?
No. Well, I hate value. I do. And I hate the term as a crutch. Let's put it that way. But I hate the fact that I can't argue with it.
Right.
because I think it's right this year. I don't think there is a first-round lock wide receiver. I think the better value would probably be getting a defensive player. First of all, I think the defense is more in need, but this is specifically about wide receivers. So I think the second round is the sweet spot. We talked about different kinds of guys. We didn't even get to a guy like Robert Woods from USC, who I think, and I've said this to you before, I think he's going to have a terrific career of being sort of that number two guy. You know, just consistent 70, 80 catches every year. And you're going to be able to rely on him. He's going to know how to run routes as soon as he gets into your system. He's got good hands. He's caught a lot of the, as Belichick always says, you know, what do we like about him? He was extremely productive in college. He's that kind of guy. I think he could be a very safe pick in the second round for anybody. And there's a lot of guys like that, second, third round guys. I think that is where the value is.
Woods in particular, I kind of look at him. I think he's a little more talented maybe, but I think he and Barkley are similar. They come from a pro style. They've played a lot. They've been productive in a pro style offense, but you just kind of, you're lacking the that makes you say, oh, that guy has some growth.
I don't have it.
Does he have the growth where you say he got better in the NFL? He was more of a playmaker. So I kind of look at the same way of Woods as I've talked about ad nauseum. Terrence Williams, I think, is a perfect fit. Value, you know, some people think he could be a late second, early third. That's right in the Patriots' wheelhouse for that second round pick. Obviously, you don't have to pay him as much. There's a lot going on there. And, you know, if they chose to trade down with that first round pick, they might still be able to get him in that ballpark. But I think he's a good combination of size, not the real big guy. He's the 6'1", 6'2", type rather than the 6'4", type. Can be the big play threat, certainly as a home run hitter, but also caught 97 passes, caught a lot of passes.
So, they weren't all just bombs.
And we all know last year they liked coming out of Baylor, the other kid.
Oh, yeah,
right.
Kendall Wright.
So I would say they don't have an adverse philosophy on that offense, saying it's just a product of the offense, we can't bring that receiver in, or blah, blah, blah. You know, I think they're okay with those types of targets coming out of that system. So keep an eye on Williams. Justin Hunter is another guy that I think a lot of people...
He's been getting a lot of run lately. Have
well,
you noticed
he
that?
Seems very polarizing. It's like some people love him, think he's, you know, maybe the best receiver overall in this draft.
Buddy Melvin in Tennessee is one of those.
Yes, and he was excited. I think there was a mock that had Hunter.
I sent a tweet to him. I saw that.
You know, he had an ACL in 11, so, you know, where is he in that development? He rubs me the wrong way. Just watching him, and I know that's a dangerous game to play. To me, he seems like a... Meow, as Fred Kirsch would say, and kind of a punk. And I know all receivers, or most receivers,
they're
are kind
divas.
Of punks. Certainly when they come out of Tennessee, that roster was filled with talented punks and even guys, Derek Rogers, who ended up
most of them ended up
school.
At Tennessee Tech Tennessee or Tennessee Tech. Martin.
Yeah, we'll take your weary.
Tennessee and, State.
But I'm just not in love with Justin Hunter. He scares me. He scares me as a guy that they take in the second round, and we go, he had the talent, it just didn't work out. For some reason, I think Terrence Williams is a little bit of a safer pick. But maybe beyond that, if they don't choose to go that, did anybody in the sort of the next tier, that third round, start to move beyond anybody? I know Quentin Patton is a second round guy that's caught a lot
Marcus
of eyes.
Marcus Wheaton is a guy that I like down there. I'm not exactly sure what round, you know, once you get beyond there, I know that you can go in the second, you can go in the third. Sometimes they can even drop further down than that. Where did they have him? NFL draft
two.
Scout? Two.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like him. You already mentioned Quentin Patton is a guy that seems to be getting a lot of Patriots attention as well. Further on down, Stedman Bailey is another guy that played with Tavon Austin at West Virginia. I don't love Kenny Stills is one guy later in the sort of a middle round guy that I do like a lot. Strippers will be happy to hear that. I just think there's a lot of good wide receivers. I think that you find out, in talking to Nick Caserio when Brian Lowe and I got a chance to talk to him at the Combine. Listen, I'd love to have been able to say that Andy Hart and Brian Lowe talked to him at the Combine, but that was not a possibility. Just sort of the trick of finding the different kinds of guys and then projecting how they might fit in your system. You know, you can be 6'4", and you can be a burner and run on the outside, but – can you adjust to coverages and be able to do the different things the Patriots are going to ask your receivers to do? Stephen Hill last year, for example, out of Georgia Tech. Physical specimen, could do everything. I'm not sure that he was a perfect fit for an NFL offense. And, you know, he had a decent – I mean, he had his moments in his rookie year with the Jets. I'm not saying he's without ability or is a bust by any means, but not sure that that kind of guy just automatically plugs into any offense. So that's the trick. You find the guys that have the skill sets that you're looking for and that you think from a mental standpoint, can fit into your offense. And that you don't know unless you're part of that process at the combine and during these workouts and interviews.
There were a few interesting guys, I thought, in the fourth, fifth, sixth rounds, sort of different guys. Ace Sanders
out of South Carolina. He's just a good football player.
You know, who knows what you do with him. Chris Harper out of Kansas State, I thought was one of those tweener guys in terms of height. He's got a pretty big body. Versatility, was the starting quarterback at Oregon State, transferred, like athletic talent. And looking what he did at receiver, I thought was pretty impressive. Another guy, you know, you never know if he's a product of the system, because I know the offense at Elon puts up a lot of fake numbers, but Aaron Millett, another tweener guy, sort of 6'2", not the real towering guy, but I loved his body control. I thought he was showed good speed. Just as a developmental guy a little later in the draft, even though they obviously have that hole in the draft where they don't have any picks in 4, 5, and 6, he's rated as sort of a 5'6", so I don't know how you'd get him. But he's a guy that I like his hands. I think he could be an intriguing smaller school prospect. Josh Boyce out of TCU, 5'11", 206. You know, not a huge guy. I thought was another guy with good speed, good hands, you know, a developmental type receiver. But I really think and hope that where we started this podcast is where we're talking about after the draft.
Yeah.
One of the earlier
I'm not hoping
prospects.
To get one of these diamonds in the rough later
unless
on
they're the second.
Seventh.
You know, if it's well, the second guy, Terrence Williams and Aaron Millett, I'm happy.
Sure.
And Millett can be the Hernandez to Terrence Williams, who I loved as the Gronkowski, you know, that side. Yeah. Boom, love it. So if before we move on to tight ends, because we are going to do tight ends today, we're not going to spend much time because seems
probably
like
not
they have 8 billion
one.
Of them, even though Gronk, you know, latest issues with a fourth surgery. Give me a receiver that you hope slash think slash want to be a Patriot.
Oh boy!
When draft is over this April.
Well, Terrence Williams is the guy that I like from.
Oh, you gonna take my guy?
From
you're
the
gonna
beginning,
take my guy?
But I
was gonna say Terrence Williams.
Well, I was about to say I know that that's a guy that you're in love with.
Okay,
so I'll in the interest of trying to find someone else, I'll say DeAndre Hopkins.
Hopkins
from Clemson.
Love guys who play in orange uniforms, and I'm taking Terrence Williams. I've heard he has small hands. I've heard he's this. I've heard he's that. I can pick apart any one of these guys. None of them is Calvin Johnson. So they are all have
so
some warts.
So
some
none
warts.
Of them have that going for them.
So they all have some warts. Now let's move on to the tight ends, Paul, where there is some talent. Again, I don't think there's otherworldly talent. I know you're a little down on the number one overall prospect, Tyler Eifert.
He's a good player. I just
out
don't
of
think
Notre
he's
Dame.
A first-round pick.
Zach Ertz, another Stanford tight end coming off the Kobe Fleener era, was sort of buried behind him and then had a nice year for himself, came out early. According to NFL Draft Scout, those are the two highest rated with only Eifert with a first-round grade. They have Ertz, Vance McDonald out of Rice with a second-round grade, and Travis Kelce. I know you like him out of Cincinnati. Had some issues, you know, some off-field issues. Was suspended, I believe, for an entire season. But is an intriguing, 6'5", 255.
I just died the talent, I can't tell you what's going on inside the head.
Oh, great. Why don't we put you in charge of like the Auburn program then? Just eye the talent. I don't worry that they're punks and thieves and drug
addicts.
Obviously,
they haven't done a good enough job eyeing the talent there either.
So from a Patriots perspective, obviously, if they draft a tight end, it's probably a seventh-round pick, just a special team or camp body type, because Jake Ballard coming off IR from last year, you'd expect he'll be in the mix here. Omanau Anui certainly kind of ingratiated himself to the offense and the fullback, the versatility. You know, Hernandez, Gronk. I mean, there is some good depth here. But just in terms of the prospects, not necessarily maybe for Patriots, did anybody, you know, you fall in love with anybody in the
To be honest
process?
With you, even though this is a position that the Patriots probably won't look at, I thought there were a lot of different guys that could do some things.
Me a couple of years ago.
Yeah, a lot of different, like, Aaron Hernandez-type guys that are athletic, can catch the ball, can move in space. Kelce was one of those guys that sort of stood out for me. But really, a lot of these guys, and you mentioned Vance McDonald, and everybody, you know, automatically talks about James Casey. I could see why.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, he's versatile. He's athletic, and he can do some things. You know, most of these guys, I thought the Escobar kid from San Diego State was pretty athletic and showed some good hands, too. The one guy that I thought in terms of the Patriots, and you said, like, the possibility slightly seventh-round guy was the kid from Alabama, Michael Williams, only because he reminded me of an extra tackle who could catch the ball,
280,
too.
6'6", 280.
Big guy. All they showed him just killing people, blocking. But he also caught some passes and could move a little bit for a guy that size. And I thought of, you know, our old friend, lacrosse guy, Will Yateman, who they brought to camp. Yep. And obviously they liked that year. Now they've added a lot of tight ends since then. He was a developmental guy for sure, and now he's going to be moved to tackle full-time with Miami. So I thought of him when I saw Michael Williams. Just a,
plus, he's
a
from Alabama, Saban.
Absolutely.
40 career starts, experienced. You know, and also is experienced in kind of fitting in with stars. Obviously, Alabama every year has a lot of talent. They have a Heisman candidate at running back. They always have great receivers. So obviously coming in as a blocking tight end, he's used to kind of just being a guy that kind of helps out with the offense, extra blocker, as you said.
And I should mention our old friend Christian Fourier's nephew,
yes,
UCLA Joe Fourier.
I think he's the best red zone target in the draft. I don't know if he can play,
yeah,
but he's
feet.
Massive and great hands.
Good feet, good hands.
6'7" or whatever he is, he goes up and gets the ball. Now, I don't know if you can, you know, carve out a niche for yourself just playing, you know, a handful of red zone snaps a game, but I think he's intriguing. Another guy who's intriguing is the kid out of Tennessee. Where is he?
Michael Rivera.
Michael Rivera.
Absolutely liked him a lot.
Aaron Hernandez, like, I thought. And his sister is the girl on Glee. His sister is more famous than he is, so she's on Glee. So a very successful family. But I agree with you. I think there's some interesting mid-level talents in this draft that we'll be saying a couple of years, oh, yeah, I liked him. I knew he
you
could
think
catch
about
the ball
that
a little
that
bit.
Tight end draft class that we got Gronkowski and Hernandez in, and you know, Jermaine Gresham was in that,
yep,
for Cincinnati. But there were a lot of, like, secondary
Dixon.
Guys. Ed Dixon and Dennis Pitta both got drafted in that. Jacob Tammy, I believe,
yep,
was in that same one. There's a lot of different kind of guys that caught passes and have made a career for themselves in the NFL.
Chris Gregg was another one out of Arkansas. Keeps in touch with Ryan Mallett. He was talking a lot with Mallett, who, you know, was telling him, you're like Hernandez, but I think you're actually faster, yeah, than Hernandez. You could be like that.
It's about the third or fourth different guy that I wrote very athletic down when I was watching. You
and,
know, the tape.
You know, they all want to be Hernandez. I think that has, you know, you can't all be Gronk. You know, Gronk is unique in his size,
sure,
his ability, everything he can do. But there are a lot of these tweeners, bigger receivers, smaller tight end types, hybrids that the NFL is going to, that college football obviously went to a few years earlier in the spreads. So aligning yourself with Hernandez, as a lot of these guys do at the oh, yeah, I watch them, how they use Hernandez. I think I can be like that. I want to be like that. He makes plays. So there's a lot of those guys in this draft. As you said, sort of the receiver, it's picking out the right ones to fit your scheme and finding a home in the NFL. Probably with a guy like Brady helps. You know, you get on a good passing offense where you're sort of the secondary option. It's an interesting draft class at tight end, but the receiver position is where we started, and
absolutely,
hopefully that's where the Patriots start on draft Thursday night, prime time. Get a playmaker on the outside. Get Terrence Williams. Paul will take DeAndre Hopkins. Frankly, we'll take a receiver.
I'll take
just
a receiver.
Just give us a receiver.
Robert Woods. I'll take
just
Robert
don't give
Woods.
Us Barrett Jones, a versatile,
exactly,
interior lineman in the first or second round. Give us a receiver. Let's see what this offense can be with Gronk and Hernandez and Amendola, how it can grow moving forward. That's going to put the wraps on another, what do we call this podcast?
What do we call it? Draft Prospect Review.
Review, where we preview the premium prospects in the 2013 NFL Draft. Patriots have 5 picks, 3 in the first 3 rounds. Hopefully one will be used on a wide receiver. We will be back again on Wednesday to talk to you about Paul's favorite positions, the fat guys, the offensive linemen.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.